Welcome back to the Bramble Podcast. I'm Kim, I'm your host, and I'm so glad you're here. Last week we had such an intense episode. It was so much information in just one little episode. It was all about those tips for new vegans. So if you're kind of getting started with this new way of eating, check it out because it was awesome. It was a very long one, one of our longest, but it's packed with information and resources and lots of fun stuff. So today I thought I'd give you a nice, short, and sweet episode. And this is especially going to be great for anybody who loves to cook, anybody who loves to create their own recipes, but also anybody who is getting started with assembling plant-based dishes and is feeling that, I don't know, there's something missing. There's something that you need to add and you're not sure what, or maybe all of your food is tasting kind of the same, and this is going to make a difference. This is going to add that little extra boost to your dishes. And so today we're talking all about cooking, and I'm talking about what I like to call the yum factor, right? And these are just little small additions that are going to make your plant-based meals more satisfying, and we're going to do it through the wonder of umami. So if you're a fan of this podcast and of our blog, of bramble.com, of our online program, our videos, I think that by now I've convinced you that this idea that some people have that vegan food is boring or bland or would come in second place to, you know, meat-centered diets and, I don't know, a vegan key lime pie eating contest, I know that by now you know that this is just completely false, right? We can have delicious, delicious vegan meals. I think it's just false because any flavor profile that you used to love and any dish that was an old-time family favorite, they can all be made in their vegan version and be utterly scrumptious. And all you need is a good recipe and to start experimenting a little bit with new ingredients. So you can accomplish anything you used to love, you can make vegan, right? But what happens? We're talking there about recipes, right? You find this amazing recipe for whatever you liked. I mean, I don't know, if it was meatloaf, you might try our lentil loaf, our chestnut and lentil loaf, which we uploaded on YouTube recently. For example, right? You have a recipe, you make a delicious meal, and it just turns out great, and that's amazing, right? You've got that flavor profile that you love. But what happens with those daily meals, right? The ones you don't really want to fuss over, the ones that we need to get on the table quickly, and with which we can't really spend a whole lot of time, let alone measure out 10 different ingredients and, you know, get all of that done, right? So is it possible to kind of assemble these simple vegan meals and still have them be a total treat to our taste buds? And the answer is yes, of course, right? You knew where I was going with this. So we can achieve this through the beauty and delicious natural flavors of course, fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans, sure, right? All of those add amazing, amazing flavors. But we can also take out some of what I call the magic jokers of cooking. And it's that little card you're kind of secretly holding in your hand that means you're going to win the flavor game in the next round and that people will just keep asking you about when you serve them a very simple dish like a veggie bowl or whatever it is for you. And they try that first bite and they aren't really sure what hit them. They don't know what happened. It was really, really simple dish, but something hit them. And I have one word for that, and that word is umami. And no, that is not the word they used in that Friends episode. This one is much cooler. And umami is now considered the fifth taste next to sweet, bitter, salty, and sour. So we all know those classic tastes, right? We all went to school and saw that little diagram of the tongue and where we kind of perceive each taste. And umami was nowhere near it because it really hadn't been discovered until fairly recently. And if I had to use two words to describe it, they would be rich and savory. So it's what kind of makes you feel incredibly satisfied with a meal. And it's what makes you feel that a dish was hearty and that it gave you that kind of stick to your ribs feeling that we all love. And it's a taste that's brought on by the presence of naturally occurring glutamates in food. And before you think that I'm going to send you off to this very mysterious specialty store to find that one little piece of ingredient or that one little spice that carries that flavor, I want you to think again because so many of our everyday foods provide umami. And yes, animal products provide umami. It's that meaty, you know, that meaty feeling, that stick to your ribs feeling. But so many plant-based ingredients also provide umami. You're going to be surprised by many of the ones I'm going to mention today. Now, I love the meaning of the word umami in Japanese. It means kind of, I don't know, kind of a combination between delicious and yummy, which, I mean, yeah, so good, right? When we think about, you know, that feeling we get when we want to satisfy a meaty craving without having to eat actual meat, part of it is texture, right? We want something chewy and something meaty, but this is the flavor profile that you're looking for when you feel like you want something really hearty. And, you know, we just tend to underestimate this so much. We tend to underestimate the need for pleasure and satisfaction when we sit down to eat. And, you know, in this day and age, when many food choices, and this is now unfortunately especially true with a plant-based world, it's all about the nutrients and the superfoods and what you should and you shouldn't eat, even within the vegan arena, right? And few people are actually talking about pleasure, and this is really important. And so few people are talking about this and about its importance when it comes to eating. Unless you're French, of course, and yes, I'm going there again, you know that the French are masters in the art of eating for enjoyment as well as for sustenance. And by the way, so are the Japanese. You probably haven't noticed or you haven't heard of this because it isn't as popular as, you know, it is with French cuisine, but it's there. It's so much a part of their eating culture. It's really, really a big part of it. You've heard me say this many times, especially in our free video series. If you haven't watched it, go to bramble.com right now. There's a big button right there in the homepage that says free video series, and you're going to love it. You get it in your email, so you just have to type in your name and your email, and you get it right away. You get video one right away. And I talk about how important it is for you to stick to veganism, for you to eat healthy, for you to be able to stick with new habits. It needs to be simple. Cooking needs to be simple. You need to simplify things as much as possible. So when we're assembling these kind of simple vegan meals at home, they have to be easy to put together, but they also have to be packed with flavor. I mean, if it's not delicious, if it's not good, if it's not satisfying, you're just not going to do it as often, right? You're not going to cook at home as often, and you know that that is my mission. I want to get you back in the kitchen. And I call all of this, you know, that satisfying, packed with flavor, that punch, I call this the yum factor. And if my dish doesn't have some of that yum factor, and by yum factor, I mean those little small additions that we're going to talk about today that are going to make it feel like a special treat, right? Even the healthiest, simplest meal can feel like a special treat when you think about those flavors, and especially this umami flavor. And so if my dish doesn't have it, I head back into the kitchen and I add some because it has to be yummy. It has to have that yum factor. So what I'm going to do today in today's episode is I'm going to share my top sources of umami-rich vegan foods so that you can get plenty of that yum for yourselves and add them to your everyday dishes, no matter what you're making. Even if it's something that you make every day and that has none of these ingredients, you can add some simple little additions on top. That's all you have to do. And of course, many of these and many of the ideas I'm going to give you, because I'm also going to give you recipe ideas. And of course, you'll find the links, by the way, to all of our recipes that are mentioned for each of these categories. You'll find them in the post that goes with this episode. And of course, you can find all of our recipes at bramble.com. All right, so let's start with number one, fermented foods. Here, I want you to think, for example, of tamari soy sauce. That's a fermented food. Right? So we think of these fermented and we just think of something yucky that we don't know what to do with. We have to go to a specialty store. No. Tamari soy sauce, liquid aminos, umeboshi paste or umeboshi plum vinegar. This one is a little bit harder to find. This one you'll find in health food stores and it's really good, especially for salad dressings or to add a little bit on greens. It's really healthy for you. And it has a very strange flavor. It's between a vinegar and something salty, but it also has like some fruity notes. I mean, it's really good. And it's got umami. And one of my favorites, tempeh. Miso is also a perfect example. So a little bit of miso soup. and even wine and beer. Right? That's easy. That's easy to add to your meal. All right, so here's some quick ideas. You can add tamari soy sauce to your dressings or to your stir fries. You can start your meal with a delicious miso soup like I mentioned just now. You can add a splash of beer next time you're grilling some of those field roast sausages or whatever vegan sausage you like. Or you can make our yummy tempeh bacon, our smoky tempeh bacon. And remember, I'm not going to say it every time I mention one, but those recipes are in the post. They're linked in the post. All right, so that was fermented foods. Easy. Easy peasy. You can find these in your supermarket. All right, next one is even easier. You probably have these in your fridge right now as we speak, and they are tomatoes. Yep, these are full of umami. How cool is that? Inexpensive, easy to find. You probably have them already. So some quick ideas for this one is to make delicious tomato sauces, of course, for pasta or pizza. You can add some sun-dried tomatoes as a topping for your veggie bowls or salads or to top hummus. I love this. I love having a little bit of hummus, adding a tiny drizzle of olive oil, some paprika, and some sun-dried tomatoes. I learned this in Greece, where they love to add sun-dried tomatoes on top of any type of bean dip or creamy bean dish, and it's really good. Another thing you can do to add umami is add tomato paste to your veggie burgers. This is going to add a little flavor, and it's just something that's not going to alter the texture or the taste of your burgers too much, but it's going to give you that little extra umami boost. And you can also make our chestnut and lentil meatloaf, which I'm so proud of because it's so yummy, and I mentioned it before. And that, of course, includes lots of ketchup on top, as it should be when you're making meatloaf. Even vegan meatloaf. All right, so that was tomatoes. And of course, I know you're thinking of millions of other ways. You probably have countless recipes that include tomatoes. Number three, one of my favorite things ever, mushrooms and truffles, or what I call my truffle, which is truffle oil, because truffles are very expensive. Now, not only do mushrooms, and I mean all the varieties, you know, you have so many varieties of mushrooms that are readily available now. Not only do they provide a lovely meaty texture, which is also what we're sometimes looking for when we're craving something meaty, but they give a ton of savory umami as well. So experiment with different kinds and also buy a bottle of truffle oil. Truffle oil sounds scary. It sounds like it's gonna cost like half of your paycheck, and that is so not the case. It's just a bottle of olive oil that has been infused with a little bit of truffle. It's much less expensive than buying the real truffles. And it's really yummy. You add just a little drizzle as a finishing touch for dishes. You don't cook with this oil. It's just like a little drizzle at the end once you're ready to serve. And it will last you for months. The bottle will last you for months. It's the perfect inexpensive alternative to the fresh ones. And they are packed with umami. So some quick ideas. Make a yummy mushroom saute with some fresh herbs and some garlic. You can make our barbecue portobello and black bean sliders, which are really good. You can roast some potatoes and drizzle them with a bit of truffle oil and coarse sea salt right at the table, right before serving. Potatoes and truffle oil, by the way. I think we talked about them in the food pairings episode. They're really good together. All right, so that was mushrooms and truffles. Let's move on to number four, which is soy. You know I love soy, right? We've talked about this. So here I'm including soy sauce and tamari soy sauce, which we already talked about before, and tempeh. And of course, love of my life, tofu. I love it. It's so versatile. And I know it's a little bit daunting at first and you feel that it doesn't taste like anything. That's because you have to learn to cook with it. And, you know, these are all of these options that I mentioned, tempeh and tofu, for example. They're great sources of texture and great sources of umami in the plant-based world. So really helpful. Now, some quick ideas are our yummy and quick tofu and veggie stir fry with pineapple. This is one of our quick fixes and there's no measuring required. So this is something you can just watch now and make it tonight with any vegetables you have in the house. And you can also add tempeh or tofu to salads. You can add it to stir fries, veggie bowls. And of course, you can eat delicious vegan sushi rolls with a little tamari soy sauce for dipping, a little regular soy sauce for dipping too. It's easy, right? And sushi is so, so yummy. It's easy to find vegan. It's easy to make vegan. All right, Next up on the list, potatoes. Let me just say for this one that I knew potatoes possessed magical powers. And I've always been a freaky fan of potatoes. And then I moved to Spain and then I realized that here everyone is just like me. So, Now, potatoes are chock full of that umami flavor. That's why they're so satisfying, you guys. That's why they're so satisfying. Of course, there's the starchy carbohydrate component, which is also so good. Now, some quick ideas for potatoes are two of our most viewed recipes to date. And they are our tofu and potato breakfast for lunch burrito, which you can also have for breakfast or for dinner or for a snack. And also our oil-free crispy potatoes, for which, I mean, you can make as many as you want. You don't even have to measure it. It's such an easy recipe. I think it's why it's so popular on our site. And anything that you can make with potatoes will provide umami. All right, next up, nutritional yeast. You've heard me talk about this. This is nutritional yeast, not brewer's yeast. They are very different. Nutritional yeast is a deactivated form of yeast that has a very incredible cheesy flavor, not to mention it's a nutritional powerhouse, as its name will tell you, without even the mention of a spoiler alert. So nutritional yeast is packed with vitamins, it's packed with nutrients. It usually is fortified with vitamin B12, which is so important for vegans. And you can add this to almost anything. It's crazy. It's what is included in most vegan cheeses. It's what gives them that cheesy flavor. And some quick ideas is just to add it to salad dressings or sauces. You can make your own vegan cheeses, like I just mentioned, or you can have a total treat with one of our most recent recipes, our stuffed Provençal tomatoes, which has this and other goodies as a filling. And you really get, it's just a way to really get that powerful, powerful punch of that nutritional yeast flavor. Really good. Next up is another one that's really easy to take in if you like tea, because it's green tea. And here you can sip it, you can drink it, you can cook with it. It's awesome. And it's also packed with lots of phytochemicals and lots of antioxidants. It's really powerful for many reasons. And some quick ideas to include more green tea as that umami source is to have a cup, as a quick afternoon or morning pick-me-up, or to use the powdered forms. Now they sell these little powders. They're a little bit expensive because they're very, very concentrated, but they'll last you a long time, and they're packed with goodies for your body. And you can use the powdered forms in smoothies, for example. You can add a little bit to a smoothie. You can put it in a dessert. And why not? You can have some non-dairy green tea ice cream after your yummy veggie rolls, which you're going to have with your tamari soy sauce. It all works out, right? Okay, number 8 on the list are sea vegetables. And I know that sea vegetables can be a bit intimidating at first. And some people are put off by the strong smell that they have. They have that strong kind of fishy smell. And so for this, what I recommend is while you start getting used to them and you start finding ways to cook them so that you don't get that off-putting smell, start with one that you probably already love, especially if you love sushi, and that is nori seaweed. And the reason why this isn't as powerful is because we eat it in its dried form. It's when we hydrate sea vegetables that you start getting all of that very seaweedy taste. That's not a word, I just invented it. So nori is great. Nori is great, it's much milder, and you can do all sorts of things with it. But besides that, besides nori, there are so many others. And they are all delicious. I used to hate them at first, and now I've learned how to cook with them, and I really like them. And you know, all sea vegetables are packed with vitamins and minerals, but I mean packed. This is like powerful, almighty stuff. This is like the original superfood. And they are just incredibly filling and really satisfying. And you'll start noticing this if you start adding a little bit of that nori sheet or that nori seaweed or any others to your dishes. You're going to feel that they really satisfy you really quickly. They're very filling. And part of that is umami. So some quick ideas, sushi rolls, right? Or tamakis. Tamakis are those little hand rolls and just, you know, wrapped in nori sheets, of course. And you can have seaweed salads and leftovers or even salads. So you grab any leftovers you have, any leftover brown rice or vegetables or anything at all. It really works with almost anything. Or you can make a salad if you're bored of having a salad in a bowl like you normally do. Just put it inside a nori wrap. Add a little bit of soy sauce. And it's just a fun twist because you get to eat it with your hands. You know, that makes everything more fun. And that's a great tip I have. I love using nori to wrap stuff. And I'll just wrap anything and eat it. And it just makes it more fun. And it adds that umami. All right, we're almost to the end of our list. But number 9, not the last one yet, are herbs and spices. Not all herbs and spices provide umami. I'm going to give you my favorites. And the good news is they're not hard to find. You have them in your regular supermarket. And, you know, there are many others. But I just wanted to give you a list of herbs and spices that are readily available, that you know, that are inexpensive. So the ones that carry that umami yum factor are especially cumin and curry, paprika, thyme, and rosemary. So if you want an idea, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you some more now, but an idea that I gave you before, those roasted potatoes with truffle oil, roast the potatoes with rosemary, and then you add the truffle oil when you take them out. Really good. Now, some other quick ideas. Make delicious Mexican bean dishes by adding some cumin and some paprika. You can make our roasted corn and bean salad, which is now at bramble.com. This is a recipe we made for our friends at Vegan Outreach. It's really easy to assemble, and it's delicious inside burritos or on its own. You can also add thyme to roasted potatoes with rosemary or use them in any dish. Thyme is a very versatile herb. So don't be afraid to use it. You can use it fresh or dried, whatever you can find. And of course, you can also make delicious tempeh or tofu curries or, you know, vegetable curries. And there you go. All right, number 10, last one. Number 10 is to crank up the heat. That's right, this is not an ingredient. This has to do with techniques we use in cooking that can boost the umami flavor in foods. And although all forms of cooking will amp up the umami in vegetables, my top 3 cooking methods that will really kick this up a notch are roasting, grilling, or caramelizing. Right? You're gonna get this, you're gonna get some of that boosting magic with, you know, pan frying and sauteing and putting things in a wok, stir frying, all of those provide that little umami, but especially roasting, grilling, or caramelizing. And they just give this maximum dose of yumminess. And you know what I'm talking about if you've ever had a plate of raw vegetables, like a crudité platter, next to a grilled vegetable platter. Which one sounds better? Which one it will fill you up more and will be like a total scrumptious treat? You know which one. So some quick ideas are our crispy oven sweet potato fries and also our stuffed roasted bell peppers. You can roast root vegetables. And one thing I love to do for root vegetables is toss them in a little bit of Dijon mustard, a little bit of maple syrup, a little bit of high heat oil, some fresh herbs, and you pop those in the oven and they just caramelize in this amazing way. You're kind of roasting and caramelizing at the same time. Well, roasting is essentially caramelizing, but we're not going to get into those details now. And another option is roasted carrots with cumin and cinnamon. Carrots and cumin, they go amazingly well together. I think they were in the pairings, food pairings post, or they might be in the second food pairings post, which will be up at some point in the future. And another option that I love, I talked about that grilled veggie platter. I love to serve that with some hummus for dipping. And you can add some of that cumin we talked about before to that hummus to make it even better. So the options are endless when it comes to adding umami. Do you see how most of these are things that you can find if you go into your kitchen right now? And these are great tips. They're going to really help you. So keep this list in mind next time you're assembling your meals, and you can just add a bit of extra yumminess to make your dishes kind of savory and hearty and really, really scrumptious. And yeah, so you'll think of me when you start adding that umami, which will, I don't know, it'll just bring a new layer of flavor to your dishes, and you can do it very simply. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I told you it was going to be short and sweet, and it was going to be all about cooking. And of course, if you're looking for more tips to help you cook vegan meals at home and not have it feel overwhelming, and learning how to get organized with your meal planning and with your meal prepping, and just getting systems, putting systems into place that are really going to help you get back in that kitchen. If this is something that appeals to you, if this is something you've been trying and you have not been succeeding at, I want you to go to brownbowl.com and check out that free video series, because it's really going to help you out. It's a lot of fun, and we get to do it together through video. And you're going to get to, you know, take me into your very own kitchen. So it's pretty cool. And as usual, I just want to thank you for listening in. Don't forget to give us a little rating and review if you like this podcast. It really helps other people find us, which is amazing. It's like your way of just giving something back from, you know, in exchange for these episodes, which are totally free and they're always going to be free, but it's your way of kind of helping us out a little bit, and I would be eternally grateful. And as usual, I will see you again next week with more on our date, which is on Thursday. So I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you cook some yummies and add a little bit of that yum factor.